Blog Talk Radio.
Personal astrologer, and today is a random show. You can hear me every Monday at 1 p.m. EST, Eastern Standard Time, and that's an absolute promise. I will be there, and I want you to call in for readings at 646-716-9140, 646-716-9140, and I want you to contact me. I do full readings. I have a psychology and a philosophy background. I also specialize in relationship coaching. I've been doing radio. I've been guest speakers, newspapers, magazine columnists for over 25 years. Got a full clientele from all over the world, and many of my clients benefit from weekly or biweekly psychic reading sessions, some of them daily. I am contracted out by a few destinations in the world, but how I want you to contact me, if you want to have a full astrological reading, they range from $50 to $120. I've got what's called $50 Fridays, so we can do a one-hour reading for 50 buckaroonies, and that's a steal of a deal. And because, like I said, I'm normally $90 to $120. Prices will be going, they're $90 now, will be going up to $120 for the new year for 60 to 90 minute readings. And you can contact me at astroholly@mail.com, not Gmail, astro, A-S-T-R-O-H-O-L-L-Y. @mail.com. You can also find me at astroholly.com. Okay? All really easy. And I'm currently setting up my Facebook for Astro Holly as well too, so you can search me on Facebook. So I want you to call in. Please call in for a reading. And because I really enjoy giving some free mini readings, especially so you can get an example of my expertise and how powerful and astronomical astrology can be. I also specialize in dreams. So if you had reoccurring dreams, or you had a recent dream that sounds a little kooky crazy, well, give me a shout. I'd be surprised at how much psychic ability, how much intuitiveness, how much predictions I can get just from your dream alone. Yeah, it's fascinating. Just from your dreams, I can do that. Right now, we've just barely got over a full moon. In fact, we're probably still feeling the essence of the full moon. And we're in Mercury retrograde until around December 18th. And with that being said, this is December 6th. Jeez, I feel like it's later for some reason. So we're in December 6th, and we've got the moon in Cancer, and it's going to be moving into Leo later in that late in the evening, around midnight GMT. And then it's going to be in Leo for most of Thursday and Friday. And then when it's the weekend with it in Virgo. So what the heck does this mean? In Cancer, that is the ruler of the moon. So we're all about wanting to feel cozy and warm and stay at home. The hustle and the bustle of shopping and Christmas and holidays and Hanukkah and everything else is overwhelming many people. And so you might find yourself sticking around home for the next couple of days and decorating. Decorating the tree, decorating the home, getting in contact with some good friends, family, see when they want to get together. You might feel a little tired, a little nostalgic, having some memories of what it's like when you were a child in Christmas. The ones that are really benefit from the next couple of days is, of course, the water signs, which is Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces, but also the earth signs, which is Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. Capricorn is going to struggle with it a bit more because it's opposing, and therefore you might find it difficult that everybody else is not being really serious about getting some work done before the holidays come so that you can chillax, so to speak. It's the rest of the ones, the fire and the earth signs, the fire and the air signs, basically the ones I didn't mention, you're going to struggle with this a bit more because the tiredness is like, I've got too much to do. I don't have time to be tired. And family members may be too emotional, getting on your nerves. You're having a difficult time meeting the demands of family and struggling with maybe family and career. Now, of course, we are much more than our sun signs. We've got many other influences in our charts, and it's important for you to understand that. And the best way to do that is by calling in and getting a reading or contacting me to get a reading done as well, too. So let me see what we've got here. Great. So this is basically just a little mini introduction to what I do. And I hope that in the future you will enjoy my shows. And I will be back randomly throughout the week. So please follow me so you know when I'm online and you can call in for a quick reading. Again, contact me at astroholly@mail.com. And astroholly.com. May the stars be with you, and may all your dreams come true.